Rob Mullins, pianist extraordinaire. After a successful tour of India last month, he returns to the U.S. to perform with his trio at Full Cycle Cafe and Bar. That's this Saturday night, 6:30. This will mark Rob's debut of his Best of the Trio album CD, which will be available Saturday night at the location of the concert. And Rob is here. Rob, thanks for walking in your CD. It's great to see you again, man.
Paul Donovan, the greatest
I'll stop.
TV host to ever throw me a softball question during a TV special. That thing we did last summer, you hosted it so beautifully. And I came back from doing that, and I don't know if I had a chance to tell you this because we haven't seen each other, but there was two lines at the end of the show.
Yeah.
There was a line of people that came up and said, Rob, you know, you look really old now, and your piano playing's really great, but don't talk so much. And then the other line was these people that said, we didn't really mind the piano because the stories were hilarious.
Yeah, you were a comedian.
You should just do stand-up. Forget playing the piano.
Yeah, I thought, well, we just got that pianist coming in, you know? I realized we were going to get a comedy show, man.
You made it so easy. So, yeah, thanks for having me in. This is the first time it's ever been on the air. The anthology project, 40 years of different trios that I've had, and it's this project's never been heard until right now.
Wow. So how did this all come together?
It was a hard drive project.
And what does that mean?
Well, what that means is that, you know, since I've been kicked off so many record labels for insubordination.
There's the comedy.
Yeah, well, I always tell people, my life is great unless you're me, right? But I've managed to just keep on hard drives all these years, you know, the LPs that I would transfer
right. All
the way back to 1980 and then buying the rights back to my stuff.
God, how many albums are we talking?
We're looking at, this is 43.
Wow.
This is number 43. So, you know, there's been a lot of pressure, people saying, we haven't heard anything new. We haven't heard anything new. Come on. New. And I'm going, well, I have so much in the vault.
Yeah.
Just like Colin over at Mighty Fine. He's got all this Ron Miles stuff in the vault, right?
Yeah.
So I thought, well, let me just go through the vault and listen to. I found 150 trio tunes done over 40 years, all different locations, different players, different people, some originals, some cover to some standards. And I thought, you know, a lot of the people out there probably have never heard, they weren't even alive when I started doing some of these tunes.
Right.
So let me put them together in an anthology. And there's several great bands featured on this. Like the tune that we're going to do now is the one that I recorded with the Boulder drummer, Larry Thompson,
okay,
who was with Stevie Wonder for a while, and then he said, no. And he moved back to Denver. He was in my group in the 90s, and a Boulder bass player named Marty Ruddy, and he played on my first five albums. Very unique five-string upright electric that had just been invented. Bass work is excellent. And so we're going to do, what do you got queued up? You got Georgia?
I got Georgia, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So this is Marty Ruddy on bass, Larry Thompson on drums, and me and my arrangement, and some string strumming in the inside of the piano.
Mullins became a touring professional with a California big band when he was 12, and doing his sixth grade homework on a tour bus.
People think I'm making that up, too. And, you know, I told somebody that. Sorry to interrupt.
That's so funny.
It was silly because nobody would believe that as a 12-year-old I was, like, playing. Because I was a fan of Buddy Rich. That was the first.
Right.
Drums was my first instrument. I auditioned for this band of 18 to 40-year-old guys. And I got the gig. And my mom was thrilled. My dad said, no, you're not going to be you know, traipsing around with musicians and stuff. And I said, but Dad, I'm going to make $100 in 4 hours.
That was
That's pretty good
huge.
For, yeah, 1973 or whatever.
Right.
So he said, we're doing this legal. We're going down to the police station, and we're going to get a work permit. Because he said,
okay,
we got to have legal backup, because he knew me,
yeah.
You know. And so we got a work permit, and then we were going from Ontario, which is, well, you're from Pasadena.
Yeah.
Ontario's out the 10 freeway.
Sure, right.
Right. And so I was playing at the frickin' Air Force Base,
yeah.
Edwards Air Force Base,
yeah.
And all kinds of wacky stuff. They used to be a casino at Salton Sea, and we would go out there.
Oh, yeah.
We would drive out to Vegas in this bus, all these rowdy guys, and I didn't know what that funny smell was in the... I didn't, because I had my books there, because I had schoolwork to do, and I always traveled with a Bible for safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still do that. You know, depending on where I'm going. But yeah, I did. I did my homework on a tour bus, and then I would come back, you know, on Sunday night, and my mom would say, how was it? And I would say, great. She'd say, you smell funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and I would say, well, I'll do my own laundry, but I made $200.
When are you doing this again?
And I'm 12 years old. It was a hoot, man. Come on.
That is crazy.
Fell in love with it right from then. Yeah.
So, Master of the Piano, Rob Mullins, is playing this Saturday night, 6:30, at Full Cycle Cafe and Bar in Boulder. It's his album release party.
Yay.
And you're hearing it right here on KUVO on this Juneteenth celebrating. And we're going to play something. We're going to do some Latin jazz.
Yeah, this is... this is a song that's never been heard before.
Yeah.
It was recorded in 2023.
Yeah.
So that last thing of Georgia is the oldest song in the anthology, recorded in 1988 here in Denver.
Okay.
And Cha 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 was recorded in 2023 in Chatsworth in a bass player's garage. It was a student project with a bass player.
I love that.
Yeah, and it was 110 degrees. And
that I don't love.
His wife made us wear masks because she was paranoid.
Sure.
But we did it in the garage, and it's just one of those feel-good kind of Latin tunes. I hope you guys like it.
So you're going to have your big debut album party coming up this Saturday night in Boulder at Full Cycle Cafe and Bar.
Right.
And who are you playing with? Who's the rest of the trio?
Well,
here?
Here's what's so funny about it is that I started out, it was an invitation from Suter, who's the guy who runs that place and has started this kind of new supper club thing. And he said, well, do you want to come with a trio or a bigger band? And I said, well, I'm making this trio album thing right now. So let's book a trio. I said, okay, cool. So I got BK Khan, who's fantastic, and Tony Golden, who's from East Colfax, and coming back from New York. And now that it's coming up to gig time, you know who all wants to come sit in and play? Joe Andres is going to come up and play soprano.
Oh, cool.
Marilyn Gillespie is going to sing.
Wow.
The gospel... R&B rap guy Ty Morris is dropping in, and he's huge right now. He's like, you know, his thing is called H.O.W. And then Brad Good hit me up a couple hours ago, and he said, hey, man, can I crash your gig on Saturday?
I love this. That's so, what I so love now, about the community here in Denver.
Now I have a 7-piece band. So, you know, wait until I call Suter and say, I need 4 times as much money.
I love this. That's
so
funny.
It's going to be a party, man. It's going to really be a lot of fun. And I'm always just honored to come here and sit with you guys. And I still get goosebumps like I did 40 years ago when I first came in with my first stuff. Did you see your credits in the inside of the album? Let me read it over the air before.
Okay. You made the liner notes.
Yeah, it says, and I'll do this quick, to special thanks. All my team members in New York, L.A., Denver, Bangalore, and around the world, nothing gets born without you all. To all the players, thank you for your outstanding contributions. To KUVO and Denver Media and Vinny's, I appreciate all you've done and continue to do for more than 40 years.
Wow. Thank you.
And, you know, I love you guys so much, and I don't want to take up your Arturo's bowing right now. But the thing, you know, just from my heart, one thing that I noticed, because I've spent a lot of time in L.A. and Hollywood, and the jazz is very restricted.
Yeah.
And the formulas about the radio and what you can do and what you can't. And that's a lot of why I've butted heads with all these record company people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've said, you can't play this, you can't play that, you're going to make a Beatles cover album, you're going to do this and that. And I said, no, I'm doing my own music because I'm inspired by the diversity of what you guys do.
Yeah.
Every hour I can hear five different styles of jazz.
Yeah.
I hear live drums. I hear guys playing their butt off. I hear the excitement of an audience, and it's about the exploration into these jazz territories that you guys do of all types of music. But in the media out there, I've been criticized as being, you know, too diverse and schizophrenic, and he's all over the place, and, you know, why don't you narrow it down and just, you know, I'm not going to narrow it down. Because just today, driving up here, somebody, I think it was a gal before you, was playing this Kenny Barron trio thing. And Kenny was playing Rhodes, and I don't know who the bass for it, and the drums were. It was killing.
Yeah.
It was so good. And after that, it was like Coltrane playing Alabama or something.
Yeah.
That really somber stuff, which really fit with Juneteenth. And I just, you know, I just want to say I really feel at home here, and I'm inspired by the job you guys do and the community. So thanks for having me.
Cool. Well, thank you for that. We're constantly in a state of discovery.
Yeah.
Here. And I'm constantly finding new stuff.
Well, I know where your bike lock is, because I saw that on the way in. But Arturo told me
I'm breaking it all the time.
No, hide it up on the roof in a place that you never go.
Yeah, that's right.
Figure that.
Okay, we're gonna play one more track off your brand new album here.
Cool.
Tell us about this one.
Song is You. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The song is You as a Jerome Kern standard, and the standards are what you learn. I mean, in Denver Public Schools, my teacher, Jack Fredrickson, was teaching me those things. You learn that. I used to sneak into El Chapultepec at 16, and Freddie Rodriguez would teach me, you know, softly as a morning sunrise.
Wow.
And all those kinds of things. And you learn the Great American Songbook, and the song is You is normally a ballad. It's a Broadway song from a musical. And I thought, what if I turn it into an up-tempo bebop swing?
Okay.
And, you know, kind of make it a really cooking number and then feature one of the best bass soloists on the planet. Like, Bromberg on this song is even better than he was on Jazz Jazz. So this is my arrangement of the jazz classic, The Song Is You.
Rob Mullins, and A Song Is You, from his brand new album, never before heard until this hour, Best of the Trio, and the big album release party is coming up this Saturday night at Full Cycle Cafe and Bar in Boulder.
Yeah.
For more about Rob Mullins, it's Planet...
Planet Mullins.
All right.
PlanetMullins.com.
All right. Happy Juneteenth, man. Thanks for coming by.